Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Twisted Todd, man. 2020 has been just a really rough year that has stripped us of so many things, not the least of which is live entertainment, not getting to go out and interact and enjoy live music. No concerts, none of that. And one of the things that's hit the hardest for me is not getting to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra this year, a band I've seen every year since 2007. Seen them 13 straight years, no TSO for me this year, so I was upset about that, but they did just make the announcement that Trans-Siberian Orchestra will be performing a live stream virtual performance Friday, December 18th. So here to talk about that is original Trans-Siberian Orchestra member, drummer Jeff Blake. Jeff, how are you doing today?
So all things considered, not too bad.
You know, I know, and in this environment, man, it's like we just, carry on as best we can.
You know, as long as you're healthy and your family's healthy, that's all good.
You know, that's one thing I pray for each and every day. I'm like, man, just keep me and my family healthy and safe through this pandemic. And that's it verbatim.
Yep.
So, since we are carrying on the best way we can, the announcement just came out today that TSO is going to be doing a live stream performance coming up, Friday, December 18th?
December 18th, correct.
Fantastic, which is awesome because I was super, super bummed to find out there wasn't going to be a tour this year because this will be my first time after 13 years straight not seeing TSO. And I'm like, ah!
Well, this will be my first time after 20 years straight, 21 years straight.
Man.
It's going to be strange not being with the extended family and doing what we do, but it is what it is. 2020 has been a tough year.
Yeah, it really has. And it's just, we all hope that, things pick up, vaccines come out, we start, learning how to live with this and not keeping us inside and everybody having to be social distance, that we could actually get back out and, grip and grin and freaking go to a concert, for God's sake.
Imagine that. Well, it will pass, and that's the thing. We've all just got to keep our fingers crossed. Everybody's got to stay safe and be smart, and this will be back to normal sometime soon, let's hope.
Yep, absolutely. Well, so since we got the live stream thing going on, what else going on? Actually, first thing I have to ask is, whose feet do I have to kiss? Whose idea was it to do this?
To do the live stream?
Absolutely.
Well, I think when, this was, So, I mean, at the beginning of the year when the whole COVID-19 thing really started happening is when we had to start thinking about this. Because I'll be honest with you, at the end of March, I said to my wife, it's like, I'll be home for Christmas this year. I don't see this getting resolved. Who knows what it's going to develop into, but it doesn't look good. So let's get our heads wrapped around that first, which I think everybody in the organization saw that coming also. So, having this in mind, you got to think, what can we do to keep the product out there, to keep our fans engaged, to present TSO this holiday. It is holiday tradition. It is that now. How are we going to be able to deliver this and A, how do we do it? B, what's the quality going to be? So, over the course of this whole year, there's been a number of live stream events, with different bands and whatnot. And, management, the O'Neill family, production team, everybody's looked at everything and realized that, yes, we can do this. And we can do this safely. We can do this and make it look fantastic. We are going to spare no expense to put on a fantastic show. I mean, we're not going to be able to do the arena live show, obviously, But what we're going to have available to do for this live stream is going to be great. And I tell everybody, when I get to rehearsal every year, I have no idea what the show is going to look like. I mean, in a general term, I do, but I don't know all the fine details. And this one here is a total mystery. And I have complete faith in my management and production team that this is going to be awesome. So, you know, initially, this was just a real bummer to have to say we had to resort to this, but I'm honestly very excited about this. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for people to, you know, you buy a ticket, you're going to be in your home, you're going to be in your most comfortable seat, you got your sound system, you can crank it up, you can have anybody over that you want to and make an event out of it, and I think it's going to be really cool.
Yeah, and I was reading something about apparently you're going to have 48 hours in which to do it, so it gives people a little bit of time. That if they're not exactly available right when the live stream's happening, a little bit of time that they could sit and watch it, you know, on their own time.
Yes, and, you know, it's funny. It is a live stream right through our website, trans-siberian.com. I keep making the mistake of saying, yeah, you can DVR it and watch it whenever you want. Well, that's not the case. It is, it's going to be broadcast over the Internet, like I said, through our website, and, you know, most people can run that through their televisions. But it is going to be available for 48 hours after the performance. So if you missed it when we do it live, you'll be able to catch it then.
Yeah, and that's fantastic. I'm super excited about that. And of course, I was also, like, you know, hitting up the guy who put this phone call together. I'm like, hey, so when are they going to, like, release something for permanent, you know, viewer? You know, because that's one thing TSO's never had is, like, a home, you know, live concert DVD or anything. And I'm like, I'm really dying to have something like that.
Yeah, and I'm sure that will happen. It would probably be for next year, I would imagine. But for this year, you know, this live stream is going to be the show. And it's, hey, like I said, the excitement is high with all of us. We're also very, very aware this is a live event. We're going to have to really rehearse and pay attention and make sure that we pull this thing off in the one shot that we have.
Yeah, and exactly. It is one shot because, like, normally you guys do, like, two shows a day. You know, you got time to really get – I mean, you've guys got one shot at doing this. I mean, it's just got to be, you know, hit or miss, man. Just you got to go make it a hit.
Yeah, we'll be ready. We'll be ready. We've you know, we know what we're in for, and I think everybody's just kind of brushing up on stuff on their own before we get to the venue to do this, and then we will put in the proper amount of rehearsal time and make sure that everything is in order. It's going to be a tight window, but we've been in this movie for a long time, and I think everybody's going to really step up and do a great job.
That was actually my next question. Where's the venue?
This will be happening in Nashville. It's a theater, a sound stage that is, I believe, it's been used for several different live stream events. So the facility is prepared for this. And, you know, obviously Nashville is quite the hub for entertainment and everything. So production, crew, everybody is going to be available in that area. So this is going to really help that matter. And also, too, we've got to keep ourselves in a bubble. So we've watched the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, you know, navigate through their seasons this year with relatively few problems. And, you know, we all took pointers from that. So we had to find a place that had hotel accommodations and everything right there. So people aren't wandering off into town and mingling with other people. We got to be very conscious of that because the last thing we want is for any of us to get sick, but the show is very important, and we just have to, you know, we got to mind our P's and Q's and do our job.
Absolutely, you know, the same thing with football too. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, so I'm sure you can imagine what kind of experience this has been for us. You know, picking up arguably the greatest of all time quarterback, and it's just like, so you got to think about that too. It's like, well, crap, we have Tom Brady in his, you know, twilight years at this point, so it's like, we want this guy to stay healthy so that he can hopefully take us to a Super Bowl, which will ironically be in Tampa Bay this year. So, I mean, you never know what could happen. I mean, Tampa Bay just won the Stanley Cup. We've got the Tampa Bay Bays in the World Series right now. So,
yep.
You never know. We could pull off the trifecta this year.
You never know, man. Either Tampa Bay or Los Angeles could pull off. So,
yep.
We'll see what happens. But, yeah, to that point, you'd hate to see any of these athletes go down. And a lot of it is, hey, you know, we all do the best that we can to protect ourselves and to stay safe. But that doesn't mean that we're not at risk.
Exactly.
So along with that idea, we're just going to take every precaution we can to make sure that this goes off without a hitch and nobody gets affected by it. But you know, hey, it is what it is. I really got my fingers crossed, hoping that next year is just going to turn around. And I'm not saying it's going to be normal, but hopefully we can get back on track.
Absolutely. Well, it's been real difficult for me too, because my son will be 3 years old exactly 2 months from today, and it's like raising a toddler during this, because I mean the kid has energy, like, you know, most you know, toddler boys do. They just have all this energy you just got to somehow get out, and it's just been real challenging getting out and doing it and still trying to be safe. And of course, him being at the age he is, he's not going to wear a mask, because we'll put it on him and it'll last maybe 5 seconds because he's going to yank it off his face.
Yep, it's got to be tough. I envy you, and I don't envy you. That's got to be a real challenge to keep the young one in line there. And by the way, that's also my mother's birthday, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, December 22nd?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic, man. That's a good day. I'm also really excited, because I know I've talked to you about this over the years, is, you know, I'm wanting to teach my son the xylophone, and I actually just ordered him one and got that in a couple of weeks ago. But I haven't given it to him yet. I'm actually trying to sit around and just learn songs on the xylophone myself, because, you know, he's still at that snatch and grab kind of age. But, yep, you know, I kind of want to have time to get used to it, so when I give it to him, I can sit here and show him things to play. And, you know, simple stuff like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star that, you know, he knows to sing. And so it's really cool, because like I was saying, it's a neat instrument, because you get to teach them both rhythm and notation at the same time.
Yep. Yep, I totally agree. How old is he now?
He's two. He'll be three. He'll be three on December 22nd. So.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's never too young, you know. And I teach drums. I've been teaching for years, and you know, every once in a while, a parent will call me up and say, "Hey, you know, my son is 6 years old and he can play to Guns N' Roses. Is he too young to take lessons?" It's like, well, I don't think so. Bring him on up and let's check him out. And you know, it's like, a lot of these kids can watch a video and listen to something and pick it up.
Right.
They don't know what they're really doing musically. So trying to teach them theory and all of that along the way, along with them, encouraging them to play, encouraging them to do this and that, and that's just awesome. I think it's just so good for a young person to learn music.
Right. And I started learning my senior year in high school, so I started taking e-music in college, and I kind of jumped into a world I don't think I was quite prepared for, because, you know, sight reading and stuff like that is kind of, it's like a second language. It really is.
That's
so,
exactly,
I mean,
what it is.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. It takes a while for all that to sink in. And you know, here again, I've got some students that get frustrated, and I make that point to them exactly. It's like, you are learning a new language. You are learning something mentally. You're trying to get your head wrapped around, and physically. There's a lot going on here, so don't be impatient. But, you know, in time, it all works. It all sinks in. But I think the younger you are, and the sooner you're introduced to music, and especially theory, understanding notes, understanding pitch, understanding, you know, that kind of thing, it's just going to help the kid out in the future. Really,
yeah.
Honestly, no matter what they do, whether it's music or anything else.
Yeah, we even do that with Spanish with him, because, like, you know, we'll watch certain YouTube videos, and sometimes the Spanish version of a song, you know, like super simple songs will come up. We'll just let him do that so that he can pick up on that as well, because, you know, when their brain is still shaping and, taking form, they really do soak up this stuff like a sponge. So it's going to be,
yep,
so much easier for him to learn that now than having to basically unlearn and relearn something.
Yeah, I tell you, that's one thing I really miss. I'm going to miss this year as far as the tour, because there's nothing like the autograph line. You know, when the young kid comes through, his eyes are just bigger than the moon. They're so excited to meet us, and they just watched a show that's bigger than life. You know, and years ago, that kid came through the autograph line. X amount of years later, they come back through and they're a young adult, and they're like, "Hey, you know, I play drums because of you," or "Joel, I play guitar because of you," or something like that. That's what I look forward to every year. You know, more than anything, is just turning these kids on to something that, hey, it's going to change their life, it's going to improve their life, and you never know where it's going to take him, but it's just a great thing.
Or even the 44-year-old kid who's still super excited to meet you guys, and then, you know, passing that on to my son. So, I mean, it's just, it's awesome to be able to do that and to share that, you know, and just pass it on down.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, Todd, I got a bust. I got a 2:45 live one I got to catch.
Absolutely.
But here again, you know, let's everybody stay safe. I hope to see you all on December 18th live stream. You can go to trans-siberian.com for tickets, $30 tickets, and it is also available for 48 hours after the live performance. So if you don't get to catch it as we're actually doing it, it will be available for two more days. So 90-minute show, and we're doing the Christmas Eve and other stories.
Which is fantastic, the one that started it all.
Absolutely. That's the one that put us on the map. And, you know, aside from all the production and the lights and the cast on the stage, that story is really the star of the show. And it took me a while to realize that, but just how that affected so many people and how that snowballed into what we're doing all these years later, it's just a great story. You know, when Paul O'Neill wrote that, he really nailed it. And I know for me personally, it's helped me get through some rough times, but I understand it. You know, when people say they need their TSO, I get it. And, you know, hopefully this will be a nice little Band-Aid for this year. But I think the show itself is going to be very unique, and it's going to be really cool.
Absolutely, Jeff. And, man, I can't wait. Because, like I said, it's going to be the TSO I get this year, but I'm going to take it and savor every moment of it.
Sounds good, man. Well, always good talking to you. You take care.
Absolutely. You do the same.
See ya. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.